Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hartnett, CEO of Deborah Hartnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by The Professional Black Woman. You can visit us at www.thepbw.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure earning women of color, and our purpose is twofold. First, to inspire and encourage the listening audience, and second, to edify, promote, acknowledge, or just say thank you to our sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live from our snowy nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And today is Monday, February the 8th. Wow, I cannot believe it. And we are here every week at the same time, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So do spread the word. You know, like we said, this is Monday, February 8th. We are 39 days away from the Winter Summit Conference and Expo that will be held March 19th and 20th. Are you registered? I mean, I'm telling you, some are waiting to see, some are trying to see, but the real winners are the ones to see, and they are registered. So you want to go to www.thewintersummit.com. You don't want to miss out on this fabulous event. Well, you know what we're going to say. Here it is. This is our slogan. Here's the 2010, the best year ever. That's right. We're declaring it together. So all of us join in together. Here it is. We're going to say it right now. Here's the 2010, the best year ever. All right. We're excited about this year. This shall be the best year ever in all of our lives. And you know what? Today is going to be another fabulous show. We are going to be discussing the greenbacks and going green. Now, you know, this is really, really a fascinating topic to me, because when all of the recycling information first started to come out, I guess about 15 years ago or what have you, you know, this topic was, you know, I didn't really want to pay attention to it because, you know, I grew up using Blue Bonnet for cereal bowls and the old, y'all know anything about that, I know, and bread bags for the Ziplocs and wiping off foil and hanging it dry. So all that, no, madam, all of that represented poverty to me. But since I have grown and matured and have a child, you know, and that I have to be concerned about her future, I can really embrace what's really going on and really say, okay, I really need to learn more about this. So, you know, here at Wealthy Sisters, we bring you the best of the best, and we have a green expert herself on, Miss L. Denise Jackson. She is not one that's just talking about it. She is absolutely living it. So I know I want you to go and run and tell everybody, text them, email them, say they've got to tune in to Wealthy Sisters today. Day, because not only is she going to be discussing what it is to go green and what it means to go green, but she's going to tell you about the money there is and the opportunities there are as business owners and also the social benefit from it as well. And you know what? Miss Jackson is one of the special guest speakers at the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. So have everybody dial 347-838-9278 or visit and listen live or catch some of our show today by replay or our other shows at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, Miss Jackson has a phenomenal bio. She's the daughter of a Negro League baseball player. She was surrounded by numerous of entrepreneurs in her family, and she is a seasoned business development professional of more than 15 years. She has edited and published and produced over $100 billion of work. When learned of a life-changing medical illness, she began to see a naturopath physician in 2003, and her life drastically changed to be healthier from the inside out. That which could have been considered devastating was turned into an opportunity. Her interest grew in the holistic natural and organic living, and she kept her finger on the pulse and began researching and studying. In the wake of the nation's recession and seemingly new environmental awareness, she knew there was something she had to give back to her community. Elder Denise became a certified green consultant and sustainability officer with experience in indoor air quality, mold issues, and real green cleaning products for just about anything. Now, in 2008, she founded the Professional Green Network. The Professional Green Network is a source in helping you discover, live, and be green in your home and business. The PGN helps the business owners understand green tax breaks and what it means to go green. She's also produces and markets several products, Pure Green 24 and the new product of her own, Grandma Nettie's Washing Nuts, named after her mother. Elle Denise has received education from the University of Maryland, University College, and American University, and she is a member of American Association of Christian Counselors, American Home Inspectors Training Institute, Association of Proposal Management Professionals, Environmental Solutions, and the association, a National Association of Certified Home Inspectors, to name a few. And as we mentioned earlier, she is a special guest speaker at the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. So with all that said, we are going to take a quick short break, come back, and hear from none other than the green expert herself, Ms. Elle Denise
This
Jackson.
Segment is sponsored by willdrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Carmel Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Yes, we are live back on Wealthy Sisters, and today our very special guest is the green expert, Ms. Elle Denise Jackson. She's also the founder of the Professional Green Network. Hello, Ms. Elle Denise. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Deborah. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm going to ask if you could speak up a little louder for us, you know, if you're using your headset or if there's any way you can turn that volume up, because we don't want anybody to miss the awesome information you're going to share today.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Is that better? Oh, yeah. That's much better. Much better. Yes. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Thank you. Welcome. It's a pleasure to be on the show, and it's even more wonderful that this show is so virtual, so even if you're buried in the snow, you don't have to go anywhere. You just pick up the phone and dial and get all the great information.
That is so true, because you are in the D.C. area, that is true, which is covered with snow, and the reports are that we're supposed to get some more tomorrow, so yes, we have a little blizzard going on here, so I guess all of our homes should be quite organized by the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. So, like we said, it's such a pleasure to have you here, and we are so excited to learn more about this information as I share my little personal story. We've talked about that before on what, you know, my initial thinking was when all of this recycle and you got to save this, and I was like, oh, no. But tell us, you know, first before we jump into that, tell us a little bit about you and where you're from and what it was like actually, you know, growing up around those entrepreneurs. And I bet you got some great stories from your father playing in the Negro League as well.
Yeah, just it's all great because it's not just one perspective and one story. I grew up in New Jersey, in Burlington, New Jersey, where the original Burlington Coat Factory is. It's like right around the corner, almost from my house. And
oh.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool because you see all the stores and it's like, yeah, but I'm by the original. So that's interesting. And when I was little, all the buses would come from New York and people would come there because they were the best coats. So they would come out of New York all the way down to my little town to get the best winter coats probably in the region. But, I mean, growing up, we weren't rich. I thought we were rich because I had everything I needed and most of the things that I wanted. And I was a little bit of a tomboy and a daddy's girl, so I got all the stories, and I would go through my father's trunk and read all the stories of how he traveled down to Brazil and South America, you know, other places in South America, and, you know, times that he had to, they slept on the bus or things like that, which, you know, a lot of stories are familiar But to hear it and know that your parents endured that, and at one time, you know, my mother did day work like a lot of people's mothers did, and maybe some of you listening, and just knowing that you're coming from that type of strength, there's not too much that you can't do. So then I have uncles and aunts that, you know, made impacts, and I had two uncles that had a dry cleaning business for 60 years, had ice businesses, good Lord, catering businesses, just about everything. So I kind of have an array, and there's nothing that I can't really do. I mean, I have a godfather who was an irrigation foreman to golf courses, you know, all up and down the East Coast and through the Midwest. So when all the hoopla came up about Tiger Woods, you know, playing golf and winning all these, you know, trophies, I'm just like, okay, so he won a competition, big deal. You know, my uncle's been playing golf as long as I can remember, and he had real woods that he played with. So I never had anything in front of me that said I couldn't do it. I just studied and said, hey, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do what I want to do. So I never had that, you know, that barrier, and I know some people have, but I thankfully never had that, and it's kind of allowed me to be limitless in my dreams and understand world, you know, the world on it, you know, in a different place.
In a different world. That's right, a different perspective. And, you know, to give you the credit, you know, we have a choice. And that's what we talk about here on Wealthy Sisters, that we all have different backgrounds. And that's why we always like to share what our guest background is, because on the contrary to that, you could have made the choice to say, well, okay, everybody's doing that, but you don't have to do that, because I'm sure there are others in your family that saw the same thing that you saw, but may not have made the same choices you've made to actually, you know, become an entrepreneur, or to actually take all those things and apply it to something to have a productive life. So, you know, it's a choice that you made, that you know, to internalize what you saw. But it is so great to have such an awesome background like that. So once you were in New Jersey, how did you actually get to the D.C. area?
Wow, so that's like a whole nother show, but I was...
Different topic, different show.
A whole nother show. So I was engaged when I moved down here, and I came here to go to school, and did go to school, and I started my own business in the middle of that, and I started working on proposals, and in that, you know, began to grow, and I just had so many requests, I couldn't handle them all, so I start hiring people to work for me. And then, you know, at 25, went to the doctor, and my cholesterol was a 300, it was like 343, I think it was. It was 343 or 334, but whatever it was over 300. And that was ridiculous.
And what should our cholesterol be? What's the normal?
Ooh, so the cholesterol, the safe place is 150 to 200.
Wow.
And mine was double what it should have been at 25. And it was a lot of fast food and things like that. I lived down here on my own, and, you know, I was economical, but I was eating, you know, I wasn't eating properly. So I, you know, was supposed to exercise, and that didn't happen all the time with working 14-hour days. And, you know, I tried some of my own things and went to the doctor sometimes. And then there were other things that started to happen, and I started taking different types of vitamins because I didn't want to, you know, be on different types of static, I call them static drugs, all the prescription drugs. And you know, my blood pressure was high, and I didn't want to take that medicine. So I kept finding little things to take. And one time at a conference, an executive conference I go to, I heard this wonderful woman, Dr. Andrea Sullivan, that's based here in D.C., she spoke, and I told her, I said, I'm going to call you when I get back to D.C. I need to talk with you. And I didn't want to stop her, you know, while she was mingling, but I said, I need to talk to you. So I went to her, and we've been kind of joined at the hip ever since. And thankfully, my doctor, my general physician, is very comfortable and trusts me and, you know, trusts the direction that I choose to go. And he believes in holistic medicine, oddly enough. So they know about each other. I share test results. I share direction, everything. And through her, for a while I was a vegetarian, and that changed my life. I have a weakness for meat, but I was a vegetarian and plan on going back to that. But she was giving me natural things for my body, and it actually it worked. I mean, you know, it wasn't a fad. It really worked. And worked so much so that when I turned 40, I brought my mother down here. So for my birthday, I gave her the opportunity to work with a naturopath as well. And, you know, a lot of black women, their hair thins up top and things like that. And there's things to fix that. That's not Rogaine and all this other stuff. There were vitamins, and there was like a there's a B12 something or other, I can't remember the name right off, that she takes, and her hair was coming back and it was thickening, and you know that was just a medical thing that I was doing. And then as time went on, just continued on and began to just want to live a more non-toxic life. Period. So look for different cleaning products. That's where that started. And then, you know, there's a whole lot of talk about the environment. And quite frankly, I mean, yeah, we have been doing this for a long time. We have been covering our windows and, you know, reusing foil and, dare I say, bacon grease and all the stuff that we've been doing just
right.
Just out of lack of not being wasteful. I mean, you know, we've been
right.
Money just to keep wasting. So that's how we grew up as a culture, most of us. I'll be safe and say 90% of us. So that, you know, that's the conservation, recycle, reuse. So, you know, in the beginning, once again, I'm like, what's the big deal? You know, but I understood that it has to be a selfless act. I mean, you know, we have to do it so your daughter can start benefiting and her children can benefit. It's not instamatic. It's not a microwave solution. It's not a silver bullet. There is no silver bullet solution to this. And that's why some people are actually slow to move forward, because it's not benefit. They don't think it's benefiting them this minute, but really
right now. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you, this is really, I mean, a totally selfless, you know, movement that has to happen in order for the earth to survive and continue to provide our generations to come as it needs to.
So that's really interesting. So once you started to learn more about it and you I understand you went through your certification, what made you select the kind that you did? Because I recognize this is such a huge area that you could specialize in.
Right. So, oh goodness. So it's really huge, and I'm also a, you know, I'm studying to be a sommelier, and it's the same thing. You know, there's like tens of thousands of different types of wines, and there's tens of thousands of different types of ways to go green. So for me, it was, I hate to say it, it was the availability of the programs that about, because the programs really kind of weren't there unless you wanted to be an environmentalist and dig in the dirt all day long and, you know, irrigation, which I really didn't want to do. So I really wanted to teach people and teach companies, because that's my thing, is to teach companies how to be successful, how to save money, how to make money. So I needed to remain in that business development area, because that's what I'm good at. So, looked at certifications, and hate to say it, I had such a library before I started going to the certifications that I was bored and I wasn't getting anything out of it, and started to create my own programs, because I'm like, they're not giving the meat that I need, and they're not connected the way they need to be connected, and they're not getting the information that they need to receive. And there's so many things. It's not just, wrapping up your water heater. There is an array. Anything you do, anything we do, we can be green. Any business you have, I can make it green. I don't care if you're building houses. I don't care if you're a landscaper. I don't care if you're a painter, cleaner, carpenter. I don't care if you pour concrete. There are ways to conserve and be more, you know, environmentally friendly to preserve what we have. So I hate to say it, there isn't like one niche market. You have to pick your niche. So it's wide open. It's a wonderful thing.
Okay. So just so, you know, for us who are not as savvy as you and well-versed on it, the whole going green, it sounds like I heard you give the definition. Give us that definition of what it means to just go green.
Okay, I'm sorry. I should start out with that. So going green is the act. I'll say the act. It's the act of being sustainable and being able to endure. Going green, it's like a cycle. You have to do the right things to conserve and prep, and it's really the environment and the earth to give back so you can continue to operate. So the, you know, being sustainable is just like anything, just like you give your food, your body the right food to sustain,
mm-hmm.
to continue move. If you eat McDonald's forever, it's not going to work. If you eat
right
foods, it's going to operate productively. It's going to
operate right
more clean. You're not going to pass that on to the next generation, which are your children. It's the same.
Right.
That's the best, you know, synopsis I can give so people can really understand. So it's doing the right thing in the environment and everything you do, living, driving, everything.
Right.
That's, you know, because it gets very environmentally correct. So sometimes if you're not into that, if I give like a scientific definition, it you get lost in it, because I did.
Right.
But everything from watching the environment, dealing with technology, using energy, just being careful and doing all those right things. And you can't be 100%. No, you can't be Jesus about this, because it's not going to – I mean, you're human, so you're going to slip. But
right
using energy properly, you know, not being toxic. Be non-toxic about it, whether it's cleaners, because they break down, you know, fibers and things like that. Just choosing all the right things to not destroy, but to sustain or to rebuild or to grow whatever it is you're doing, living, eating, using, operating, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I would love for you to give us just like some ideas or some quick suggestions of what people can do that are, you know, really, really wanting to learn more about this. We know we have the Professional Green Network as well, but like some things that a person can actually do to say, okay, I'm making a conscious effort. Besides, well, I guess I won't say besides recycling, whatever, because you can tell us more about that when we return. But this is great. We're on Wealthy Sisters here with our special guest, Ms. L. Denise Jackson, the founder and creator of the Professional Green Network as well. And she's also one of our special guests at the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. We'll be right back after this short break.
Deborah Hartnett International. Helping you design your future. We are business development consultants, your one-stop source for starting or enhancing your business. Our team of professionals are among the best in the country. Our services range from establishing your corporation to developing and executing your branding strategy to website design and promotion. We even help you with establishing your business credit. Visit us today at www.DeborahHartnett.com to view a full list of services, or call toll-free 800-493-0339. Mention this ad and receive a 15% discount off our gold package.
Well, yes, we are live back on Wealthy Sisters with Ms. L. Denise Jackson, the green expert. So, Ms. Jackson, you were going to tell us, give us like five top things that we can do right now if we wanted to become more green conscious.
Okay. So, and this is also, you know, because we're really talking about the greenbacks. I get so passionate about it. Like, I get really, really deep into the weeds. And people want to learn about, you know, the greenbacks and how to make money from it. So in saving the earth and saving you money, which makes you money because you're not spending it and you can, you know, take it and invest it and do other things with it, I'm going to.
And I love the fact you mentioned greenbacks. I got to tell a little secret there. When I put that out on there, and I guess I'm dating myself or I'm regionalizing myself. What did you say? You said when I put the greenbacks and going green on our conference flyers.
I thought it was a typo. I thought that you meant going green back or going back to green. And I'm like, Deborah, is this right? What's a green back? I didn't know what it was.
So just in case, see, I assumed that everybody knew greenbacks meant money, honey. Cash, dore, me, dough, some cabbage, moolah, dinero. So I have to, but it's so true. You have to make things very clear. So I'm sure if you didn't know what I was talking about, you were not the only one. So that's what we mean. How do we make some money going green? So what are the financial benefits there?
Okay. So in going green, so there's a couple of things. So using, because this is one of the easiest things, using a green cleaner. saves you money? Why does it save you money so that you can take that money and make some other money investing or doing something else or investing in your children? Use a green cleaner because it saves the fibers of your clothes so that you don't have to keep replacing your clothes and your clothes last longer. That's one.
Right. And Ms. Denise, if you could speak up just a little bit louder.
Oh,
I don't know what your phone. Yeah, keep your mouth on the mouthpiece
okay.
there for us. I know you're probably multitasking over there.
Of course. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay, so I'll repeat it. So using a green cleaner, whether it's laundry detergent, whether it's something, you know, we use all these cute little things to put on our carpet and all we really need is baking soda. Using those items, a real green item will help save carpet fibers or clothing fibers, you know, your clothes, so that you don't have to replace them as much. There are now a lot of green dry cleaners, so use that. So people say, well, how do I know whether it's green? Well, baking soda is easy. We've been using it. It's totally, you know, that's one thing that you can use for so many things. I mean, people, we used to use it to brush our teeth when we ran out of toothpaste. But that's something that you can use. An interesting key about green cleaners is if it has a fragrance, it is not green. It's not.
Okay.
It smells really good. But it's killing your brain cells. And if you have children, they're sniffing that stuff.
Right.
Well, Clorox has green work. Yeah, that's real cute. But it's a color, which means they have to use a dye. And it has a fragrance, which means it has to have something in it to smell that way. And if it is not something totally natural, like a dandelion or something like that that's in it, then or an essential oil, it's not green. The second thing is conserving energy. We all, you know, I grew up and my mom said, turn the light out if you're not in that room. I mean, that was a way for them to save money to do.
Mine was like, cut that light off.
Exactly.
Who let the light off?
Well, my uncle with the big dry cleaning business, he was like, we're not hooked up to the moon. I mean, that was his favorite thing. We're not hooked up to the moon, so turn it off. So turn the electricity off. I mean, we're wasting a ton of energy. When you go away, when I go away, I unplug everything in my house except for my refrigerator and, like, my washer and dryer and my stove. Outside of that, everything gets unplugged, everything except, you know, like one little light in the living room. So that is something. Why? Because you can save that money. If you do it for, give me 90 days. You do it for 90 days. You will see how much money you save, and you can use that money to invest in your future, in your retirement, because everybody knows how Social Security is, but that's a whole other show too. So, you know, use the natural sunlight. When you go to work, open up your blinds. Heat your house that way, or, you know, in the summertime, close it so, you know, it's not so warm, so you don't have to use the air conditioning so much. The third thing is definitely recycle. Learn to eat at home more. Not saying that, I mean, you know, we have to help our economy. I'm not saying that. Cut it back. Instead of eating out for lunch every day, treat yourself 2 days a week. Go out to your favorite place once a week for dinner. There's no reason that we have to spend $100 on lunch and snacks and stuff every week. That's crazy. We can probably cut it down to 25, save that $75 by the month. That's $300 you can invest in good stocks, whether it's sustainable stock or normal consumables. We can do that.
So you're talking about recycle. So when I think of recycle, I'm thinking of separating the plastics from the cardboard and that. So what are you?
Okay. So
you're
also
talking about recycling dollars. What are you referring to?
And I'm sorry because I'm in an office setting, so I'm sitting here thinking of like just normal things at work. Recycle in that sense, I was meaning, you know, we used to cook our Sunday dinners and then, you know, eat the leftovers, which a lot of people don't do anymore. They'll throw them away. With recycle,
right.
as far as you know, packaging, absolutely.
Okay.
Learn about your recycling in your neighborhood. Learn about your recycling at work. Guess what? If they don't have one, there is somebody, facilities manager, office manager, that talks to the facilities manager. They might have something that's on another floor, but maybe your floor doesn't have it. So you can do that. But everybody, just about in every community now, has a recycling bin. Like I have one that's like the huge trash cans on wheels and everything. So I can put my bottles, my plastic, my paper, all of that in there. I don't think that any community does not have it. People may not use it, but they definitely have it. So that's something that's very, very helpful. The other thing that I do to recycle is if I print paper on my printer, And if I don't end up reading it, I just flip it over and I use that as my note paper to take down phone messages, jot down little notes, and I recycle, you know, just my paper that way. That's just something I've done for a long time. The other thing I will tell people is those that have yards and lawns, and most people have them unless you're, you know, in a condo, but even if you're not, use wonderful, there are so many green plants that that suck toxins out of the air. Philodendrons, which everybody, a lot of people know about, that is a wonderful plant that you can have in your house, in your office, wherever, but there are a lot of, you know, non-toxic plants that actually suck the toxins out of the air or are better for the ground, and using organic fertilizer and things like that. So when you water the grass, the runoff, you know, it's safe for the pets. It's safe for the environment when it goes down the, you know, down the little drain and things like that. Because if you use the less toxic things, and you know everything goes into the earth, whether it goes under your house or in a drain, that's less that your sewer company, your water and sewage company, those are less chemicals they have to use to clean the water. I mean, there are some places that you can't drink the water. You have to have bottled water. But that's because it's so much stuff that people just dump. They have to use so many chemicals. And I don't care what they say, unless you have a filtration system on your house, you're still ingesting some of that, which is harmful to you or your children. And again, not everybody can afford a water filtration on your house, but to me, that's the safest route. The fifth thing is simply if you can conserve just your travel and your trips instead of coming home and going back out. I mean, I make all my trips, and once I'm in, I'm in, just because, you know, with traffic, I don't want to come back out. But if you can carpool, if, you know, hey, you're going shopping. You know what? If you and a girlfriend can go shopping together, by all means, do it. The pollution from the cars is incredible. If you see the numbers, it's really rough. And not everybody can, you know, will buy a hybrid. You know, everybody wants to drive something else, or they don't want to, you know, take public transportation. But the pollution and the emissions is really, it's scary. It's really, really scary.
Well, what do they do? Okay, what are the pollutions? I mean, what is that? What is it really doing? I understand it's harmful to my body, but what is it doing to the environment?
To the environment, the air quality is it damages the air quality, which again, if the air is bad, if so much of the pollution is in the air, buildings you're in and all that end up having to use stronger equipment and sometimes chemicals, because sometimes the only things to kill a bad chemical is another chemical, I hate to say. So then that's more chemicals that are being emitted into the air. Just like somebody will go out to the country and say, wow, you know, it's fresh air because they don't smell anything. So the emissions and the pollution, I mean, it damages the flowers, it damages your trees. So all the things that produce the great oxygen that we need, having to work harder, right, to do it. So a lot of times people don't realize it until maybe they're older, and sometimes, you know, your body changes and you're more sensitive, and you're saying, oh, goodness, the air smells thick here, you know, and it's thick because of the pollution. So, you know, and it takes a while to get rid of that because it doesn't just dissipate into the air like everybody thinks. It does linger.
Okay, I got you. Okay, well, that's good. So you said the first thing, one of the things we can do is the type of cleaners that we use, whether it's detergent or what have you. Number two is to conserve that energy, cut the lights off, unplug everything. When you leave your house, you do leave your refrigerator on because you don't want everything to be defrosted. Yes. Recycle as much as possible. You know, look in your community, find out where the recycling bins are, what have you. Four, use the type of plants that remove the toxins from the air and that are safe to the earth and safe to the ground as well, and then conserving our trips. Those are, you know, these are, like you said earlier in the call, you know, in the show, that these are a selfless things, and this is something that we would definitely have to see over a course of time, you know, if we're used to seeing a results right now, because we can't really see the results of something like this.
Right.
So this would be just a total conscious or a shift in our mind and our thinking there as well. So,
right, but these,
yeah, this
they're easy to do. I mean, these are easy.
Mm-hmm.
These are easy everyday things to do.
It's
simple. You're going to have to wash your clothes. You're going to have to clean your house. So, you know, pick
mm-hmm.
something that, you know, that's less toxic because you're in the house most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, once you're in, you're in. You know, when you sleep, you're breathing in all that residue from
right.
you know, from your sheets and your pillows. I mean, it's
right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think if we understood that as well, because, you know, we get used to it. We get used to a brand. I mean, I like this brand, it works, and this is the brand my mama used and my grandmama used, so
mm-hmm.
I'm going to use this brand. Now you're telling me I've got it, something is wrong with this brand, and, you know, I can't use this brand anymore, and even the things with the carpet, putting the deodorizers and all that on the carpet, we've got our children there, or you got your pets there on the So those things, if we could consciously think about what it is actually doing and kind of maybe we can link all these diseases and kind of start thinking more about that, then I think that it would be easier. But, you know, at first it can be a little – it could be kind of difficult, you know, especially
right.
you're talking about carpooling. That
right.
that's that right there. I'm like, what? Wait on, because I'm not a shopper. And for me to go to the mall with somebody to shop, I don't even go to the mall. So what? You know,
right.
So, but those are things that we do, you know, we really do need to think about. So we are here live on Wealthy Sisters with Eldenise Jackson, the green expert, and she is going to tell us here. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to open the lines, and those many of you all have questions. 347-838-9278. We're going to go to our chat room as well. Our producer, Ms. Jocelyn Harrison, is there. I know she has some questions from our guests as well. So please dial 347-838-9278. Press 1 to let us know that you have a question as well. And we'll be right back from this short break. You're listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Do you feel like there's never enough time in the day? You have a laundry list of 20 things to do, and you still haven't done, oh yeah, the laundry. Are you at a crossroads in your life and just not certain what's your next step? Are you just overwhelmed and feel like you have lost, well, you? We are here to help. Compass Coaching is a personal development company for women. We help you find your path and bring balance to your life. Visit us today at www.mypathmylife.com. We have life coaching plans as low as $19 a month and take our free assessment. That's www.mypathmylife.com. Every woman deserves a coach.
All right, we're live back on Wealthy Sisters with our special guest today, Ms. Eldenise Jackson of the Professional Green Network. So, Ms. Jackson, we know that you are a special guest speaker at the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. We're so excited about that. And I do want to let everybody know we are only 39 days away. You want to go to www.thewinterssummit.com. That's March 19th and 20th, held at the fabulous Hyatt Regency in Baltimore, right there at the harbor. When I tell you it's a fabulous hotel, they have a breezeway that takes you right over to all of the shops, all of the fine restaurants. There's a Ruth Chris right around the corner. You can take a boat ride on the harbor. Oh, it's beautiful at night. And that Friday night, March 19th, that Friday night, we have the Legends and Welcome Reception, and none other than Dr. Tracy Lynn. She was on our show last week, which she's coming back March 8th, so you want to mark your calendars for that, March 8th, Monday, March 8th. But Dr. Tracy Lynn is the recipient, the first recipient of our Legends Award. She is going to also say a few words on that night for us. I'm telling you, when you go back and listen to last week's show, you're going to want to say, oh, I got to get there. So definitely check that out. And we also are giving the award away to the Outstanding Businesswoman of the Year. Ms. Cheryl Wood was voted on by the Professional Black Woman. Cheryl Wood is Moms Are Best. That's her apparel company. And she's out of the Maryland area. Congratulations to her. And then after the reception, we're going downtown, downstairs, because the reception is going to be in the beautiful Pisces room where we have a a panoramic view looking overlooking the harbor. And then we're going down to the ballroom to our very own studio, our very own lounge that we're creating there, our concert. Mr. Tony Terry is performing live for us at the Winter Summit. And then Saturday morning from 9 to 6, we have the 7 dynamic speakers, and our topics are brand management, marketing strategies, social media, learning how to be savvy with the Facebook, with the LinkedIn, with YouTube, all these different media platforms out here, Twitter, that can help you become successful in your business. And, you know, there's still some people saying, I don't use this or I don't use that. But when you look at all of the major corporations out here are scrambling and getting up their sites, and all the personalities have Facebook and all this, it's got to tell you it makes good business sense. You don't have to use it, but you want to find somebody that can actually do it for you. And there are services out there that will take care of your whole social media platform, and we will have them at the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. We also have other topics like igniting your image. We've got a 3-day cruise to the Bahamas for two that we're giving away. This is just going to be a fabulous. It is the first one, and it's going to be so, so special. So you want to go and register right now. Like we said earlier on the show, there are some that are seeing, or some that are waiting to see, some that are trying to see, but the real winners are the ones to see, and they are registered for the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. Go to www.thewintersummit.com. And Ms. Jackson, we know that you got some great things that you're going to be sharing about how they can actually get paid with governmental contracts, how you can get paid and going green as well. So give us just a little sneak preview of what you're going to be sharing at the Winter Summit Conference and Expo.
Well, one thing I'm going to...
And speak into the phone for us again. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure. Good. I thought I was talking loud. I'm trying to
That's
scream.
It. That's good. That's good. You got to be loud like me.
Okay. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is, well, I'm going to be doing, I say we, I'm going to be doing is sharing some information regarding the Recovery Investment Act. A lot of people can't decipher through it. And I've talked with some of the largest African-American fuel and energy companies in the country, and they helped me kind of dig deeper into some things that they're looking for. But there are a lot of tax breaks that people can take advantage of. There's a lot of grants that people can take advantage of, and that's something that I'm going to be sharing with those that are in attendance, as well as a free list of business opportunities that people can, you know, see, you know, where the opportunities are. Can it be just about everything? Yes, I understand, you know, most times, you know, with a new energy or fuel company, it takes a lot of money to do that. So there are some other things for somebody that is a 6- and 7-figure, if you haven't reached the 8-figure yet, that you can do to still profit and get the tax breaks and, you know, make your company more environmentally friendly and attractive to your clients and to potential investors. The other thing is, you know, I'm going to probably add at least one course, but a few free courses on the CD that I'm going to provide as well. Like I said, other helpful links that will help, you know, the business owner to propel. And then there's going to be some discounts that I'm going to offer, you know, for training, that, you know, where people can go into some group coaching, and everything's going to be virtual. There are some people that have told me, hey, I like being in a classroom setting, I like being live, and I offer that as well. But in order to reach, you know, everybody that wants to be reached, you know, a lot of things will be done virtually, online, and over the phone, so that, you know, people can have access and get whatever information that it is they need to get. There's nothing that I pretty much can't send you or tell you over the phone to help you become greener, and not just environmentally, but profitably as well.
Mm-hmm. And did I hear you say a free list? I hope everybody heard. Did you say a free list of business opportunities?
Yes, a free list of business opportunities. And what it is, you know, everybody's saying, oh, these are the hot this and this is the hot that, and, well, I don't want
right.
a career because I have a business. Well, guess what? If somebody has a career, there's somebody that they're working for. So
that's right.
You know, it could be something, well, how can an electrical engineer, you know, be, you know, cash in? Well, an electrical engineer can cash in by working for a solar panel company. And, oh, guess what? You may already have that experience. So that's just one example. Yeah. I mean, I just did a renovation on my mother's two bathrooms. So her bathrooms are totally 100% green, paint, floor, toilets, sinks, everything.
Wow. And there are some individual tax breaks that you get as just a citizen as well, not just a business owner as well.
Right. As a citizen, I just talked to a girlfriend, and she said she has $8,500 in tax breaks for her renovations.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah,
and you're going to be sharing all that at the conference on what they can do, how they can do it, and where the resources are where they can get the best and the latest and the greatest of the information that you have.
Right, and it's not that hard. Sometimes, like I said, it's hard to decipher through. I don't want to say like any government program, but you have to dig and really understand it, and, you know, it's not a problem. I will be providing that.
And that's it. I'm glad you said that, because time is everything, you know, and a lot of times we can say, well, I can go and do the research just like that man on the television that we see with the question marks. I can't remember his name, but, you know, oh, that's free information. I can do that. You know, you hear people say that all the time. Oh, I can tell you how to do that or how to handle that. But the thing is, yeah, but that's who has the time to look all that information up? So you might as well pay, you know, someone or pay for the information. And you're saying you've got a free list, and all they need to do is register and come to the conference. And that's one of the many, many things. And you've got giveaways that you're going to be offering and discounts on things that you're going to be offering as well. That's great. But,
I was going to say altogether, I mean, with just the information alone that will come on the CD, I mean, we're talking about $1,500 worth of information that people will be getting for free.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. And that's the CD that everyone gets when they walk through the door as a special registrant of the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. That's phenomenal. Thank you so much for that.
Let me
ask you this. I do have a couple of quick questions, and we want to go, like I said, into the chat room and open the phone lines up for anyone that might have some questions. They can dial 347-838-9278 and press 1 on the phone. But just one of the things I had a question with. Okay, what's the whole deal with the tub and the shower? Is it better? Are you conserving more energy by taking a bath or taking a shower? Tell me that.
Okay, I'm not going to tell anybody to like take a bath and then, you know, reuse half the water and all that stuff. So one of the sweet things is there are shower heads, and they'll say energy wise or something of that nature, or eco wise.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing I like, number one, there are aerators on it, which add air, so you still feel like you're getting the same amount of water, so you can use that. One cool thing my girlfriend had, she has at her house, is she has the shower where you can press it on and off when you need it, so you're only using water when you need it. You soap up, you shout, you know, you rinse yourself off, and you're done. You know, I mean,
you're cold.
No, but
I got to burn the heater in the bathroom to keep it cold. Okay, all right, let me stop.
Right, but I mean, it's like, well, it depends on, you know, and I'm the type, don't get me wrong, I love a long shower. I enjoy I love that 15, 20-minute shower. I love it to death. But really, I mean, we're wasting so much water. I mean, even, you know, a little drip in the toilet, but to me, the shower is the best way, but it's the type of shower head you get. And the shower head, you don't have to change anything and knock out half your wall. Go to Home Depot, you get it's a handheld shower, and you can get that. And there are some where you can press off and on when you want it, or you can keep them on. It doesn't matter. But you definitely need the aerator, and it definitely needs to say eco-wise or energy-wise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So now that's okay. That's good. And you did talk about, you know, turning everything off. Now, what about these bulbs that are out here? What's the whole thing with the bulbs, the light bulbs?
So I'm going to be honest, since I'm talking to my sister girlfriend. So I love the new bulbs that last for 9, 7 years. Some of them 13. They are not as bright as the old ones. So
no.
Right. So and I understand that. So that's my dilemma, is I like a brighter bulb, But
right.
the new ones do last longer. There is discussion about whether they use more energy or not. I haven't seen a change in my energy bill. I've seen it go down a bit, but
mm-hmm.
the light is not as bright. So that's the only that's the struggle I have. I like a bright light. You know, when I turn a light
mm-hmm.
on, I want it to be bright. And they do come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
mm-hmm.
can come 100 watts, but you know, we're that 150 watt bulb, 125 watt bulb we're used to. Some of it doesn't exist. A lot of them are 60-watt bulbs. And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
when you're getting more mature, well, you need more light to see. So
mm-hmm,
that's the only
mm-hmm.
struggle I have. I do. I can say I do. I have two lights on in my house with the new incandescent, and I leave it on the whole time. I don't turn
mm-hmm.
it on. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's nice. It's a glowy light. I'd like
mm-hmm.
something
okay.
a little brighter. But I'm sure that they're going to come out with that. It's
uh-huh.
just a matter of time, yeah. I
uh-huh.
think in the next couple of years they're going to come out with something brighter that's still energy efficient. So I wouldn't
uh-huh.
worry about that. They're working on that.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to our producer, Ms. Jocelyn Harrison, who is on the line here as well, and she's monitoring there our chat room, and I know she has a few questions for you. Are you there, Jocelyn?
I am here. I'm loving this call.
Say hello to Ms. Jackson.
Hi, Ms. Jackson.
Hi, Jocelyn. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Doing
wonderful.
Fantastic. I have a couple of questions here. One is business
sure.
related, and then one is related to household products.
Sure.
On the business front, have you seen any difference in, since you said you were talking to your sister girls, your
mm-hmm.
wealthy sisters, in the way we have drawn ourselves toward this thought of going green? You know, are we not jumping on it as fast as we should, or is it nationally? Is it not just African Americans? Is it all races? Are people slow to jump on this thing from a business standpoint?
I will say I really think that it's overall. Some people really think that it's superly important, and other people say, it's not going to make that big of a difference. So I don't think that it's a cultural
mm-hmm.
difference at all. I really don't, and I can't even say gender. I mean, there are people that, you know, come on, we've been using the reusable aluminum bottles, and now they're back, and, you know, Here in D.C., we're being charged a nickel for a plastic bag, and I remember
yeah.
what, 20 years ago, we were getting charged to use paper still. So I think that
yeah.
it's a cycle, and people are, you know, a little slow to change. People are buying more reusable bags. I do see that more, and that's being widespread even to celebrities. So I just think just across the board, I hate to say this, we were so used to the good money years that we were so used to being wasteful that it's such a big mind shift that it's going to take a while. But I'm going to tell you, the people that are in it now, they're going to be the ones to be the pioneers. I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
mm-hmm.
definitely not it's not African Americans versus someone else. Hate to say it, we probably as a culture have conserved more than anybody. But we did go through, you know, some good money years that we were just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to eat, you know, half of this, or I don't need to save this, or, you know, I'm the
mm-hmm.
type person. I have plastic bags all the time, so.
So with that, then are you finding that companies are looking for green consultants to help them? I mean, is there how big is that particular market?
Okay, so that's a tricky market. And let me start off by saying this. Some companies are slow because they don't know. And that's a lot of times with us. We might do the reusable bag, but it's like, well, what else can I do? What, you know, what else am I supposed to be doing? Because we don't know. So a lot of companies have facility managers who they're trying to make green officers or sustainability officers. And then other companies actually have sustainability officers that were the environmental officers that work with facilities to take care of the building and, you know, just about every company now has, like, paper shredders and those bins. So that was just something that was normal. You might have a little recycle bin, okay, but now they're really trying to take things to a different level. And they're really everybody's kind of learning on the fly. So if you're not connected with the right people in the government, and if you're not connected with the right people in the industry, you will lose. People don't know. I mean, they really, really don't know. But they're trying, And it is a big market, but you have to know how that company operates. And the biggest thing is finding out, do you already have something set up, and what are you lacking and what do you need? And that's how they get in.
Yeah. Now, you say you had another question, too, Jocelyn, about that, something from the household or what have you.
Yes. Dynamic Daphne would like to know, is it best to use powder detergents or liquid detergents, or does it really matter?
Okay, Dynamic Daphne. So the key is it's not the form, it's the ingredients. The ingredients, powdered, liquid, puffed air, doesn't matter. It's the ingredients of what you're putting on your clothes, because they soak into your pores and will affect you physically. So that's the key. It's not powder or liquid. It really isn't. A lot of people have been using, the OxyClean, or they'll put some baking soda to whiten their whites and things like that, which to me, baking soda is safe. I haven't had any problems, and I have very sensitive skin and other health issues, so anything that's wrong affects me, you know, rather quickly. But it's the ingredients. You have to read. And I will say, go find out the MSDS sheet on the product that you're using, and you will see, you know, the dangers.
The what? Say that. What's that again? The
I'm
what?
Sorry.
Find out the what?
The MSDS.
Okay, MSDS. And what does that mean?
Every product has an MSDS sheet, and it's like an ingredient. It's all the dangers of that. Yeah. So, and it could be, you know, using that hairspray can cause brain cancer, or it causes respiratory issues, or whatever it is, and it gives all the list of the dangers, whether it's a 0 or a 10.
So is this, are they on the products and themselves, or is this something you need to go look at online?
I'm sorry. You go online and you just type in MSDS, and you can put in MSDS. The site comes up. You can search for free. You get a certain amount of free searches a day. You can search for free and say you can put in Tide liquid detergent.
Or just name a product, just whatever generic product name they want to use.
Yep, and you can bring up Tide and it'll come up. You can put in IsoPlus and it'll come up. Like all the dangers, and a lot of times it'll give you the ingredients as well, and it gives the last time that the product was tested.
Oh, okay. And what agency monitors this?
Oh, good luck. I can't even remember. I look at it, but then I just stopped using so many products. I hate to say that I don't even look it up anymore, because I can look on the label and say, oh, that's not good. There's certain names that just pop out at you. For instance, I was at my naturopath, and I was drinking some Gatorade, and she picked it up, and she read all the dyes off of there, and she's like, okay, cancer. And I was like, thanks, so I guess I'll just be drinking water, you know. Because after a while, you just know the ingredients, and they're just, you just know.
Okay.
But it takes a while. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, like a red dye or something. Yeah, it's a cancer-causing agent, and it's small. People think, oh, no big deal. I've been drinking Gatorade, but in our body.
But okay, so don't mention the brands, and we don't want anybody to leave the show. Say I said, oh, well, the sisters are nothing. No, we're not saying anything about anybody's brand. We're just talking about certain ingredients that cause problems.
You know,
that's been linked and all that. Yes. So definitely, but we do understand that there are some major concerns that we need to be, you know, very diligent about what's out there. So tell us, give us real quick your website and web address so that we can be in touch with you. We have about 10 seconds.
Sure. It's www.professionalgreennetwork.com. That's www.professionalgreennetwork.com. And that's where you can see the programs that are being put together, the programs that are there. By the summit, there'll be some other products that you'll be able to purchase and things like that. So,
awesome. Well, Thank you so much for being here live with us today on Wealthy Sisters. We're looking forward to seeing you at the conference, at the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. This has been another great episode. Please tune in next week right here, same time, 12 noon Eastern, or visit us at www.wealthysisters.com. Next week, we're interviewing all of our co-chairs from the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. We have some dynamic women that are working with us with some powerful backgrounds. They're going to be sharing their stories and why they are so excited about the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. So again, this has been Deborah Hartnett. Thank you for tuning in, and you guys continue to enjoy the day.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, positive, progressive, wealthy sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. See you next time.